This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's the first major pro sports event in a stadium to have anything near a capacity crowd since the coronavirus shut down more than a year ago. More than 38,000 fans piled into Globe Life Field in Texas, a sellout game which the Texas Rangers lost to Toronto. Masks were required, and our reporter says a lot of people were wearing masks as the game began, but more and more fans dumped the masks as the game went on. The number of coronavirus infections is rising in this country, and CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says many of those cases are in young adults.
We are learning that many outbreaks in young people are related to youth sports and extracurricular activities. According to CDC guidance, these activities should be limited.
Jurors in the George Floyd murder trial scribbled notes as the Minneapolis police chief testified yesterday in the trial of the officer he fired, Derek Chauvin.
Chief Madaria Arredondo, on day six of the trial, says on Court TV,
"Sanctity of life is absolutely vital, that is the pillar for our use of force."
He says in no way, shape, or form was Derek Chauvin continuing to kneel on George Floyd's neck once Floyd was handcuffed and lying prone on his stomach, exhibiting departmental policy or training or ethics or values. The defense maintains illegal drug use and underlying health conditions are what caused the death. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Baylor has won the NCAA championship, its first national championship in men's basketball, dealing Gonzaga its only loss of the season, 86-70. The AP has learned that Major League Baseball will move the All-Star game to Denver, dumping Atlanta over objections to changes in Georgia's voting laws. That's according to a person familiar with the decision. This is AP News. The Norwegian Cruise Line is asking to be allowed to resume trips from U.S. ports on July 4th.
The CDC has blocked cruise ships from U.S. ports since last spring, but has a conditional plan to allow them back in, without specifying when. In a letter to CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky, Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings says it wants to start U.S. sailing again at 60% of capacity, rising to full capacity in September. It says it'll require passengers and crew to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 at least 2 weeks before sailing. The company says its precautions go well beyond those taken by airlines, hotels, and others in the travel and leisure industry that have already reopened. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Dow hit a record yesterday, up 373 points to 33,527. The NASDAQ and the S&P were up too. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.